You're listening to the MoneyWeb Now podcast series with Simon Brown. Live streamed every weekday at 6:30 a.m.
It's Monday, 2nd of August. I'm Simon Brown, coming at you live and loud from the MoneyWeb studios in Johannesburg, South Africa. On the show today, Pethu Radenhuis, Bitcoin and Top 40. We're chatting with Investec on the risks in the search for yield on cash. Then we're chatting with Stanlib CEO on how asset managers can play a role in a secure South Africa. The show brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Morning headlines from MoneyWeb. Tongaat cuts executive pay. Not an unimportant point. What really stood out for me, they, and I quote, remains committed to making those responsible for historic mismanagement accountable. In other words, sue them, I don't know, get them in jail. We've seen it with the OH, and I said at the time, what about Tongaat? What about Steinhoff? What about African Bank? Reuters, U.S. senators unveil a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Looks like it's going to pass the Senate, but it's way light on the initial plan, which was, north of $4 trillion. But still, $1 trillion, that is a giant number. Morning markets, the U.S. was red on Friday. S&P down 0.5%, Nasdaq off 0.6%. Asia was green this morning. Sydney up 1.5%, Tokyo up 1.7%. Commodities mixed, gold under pressure, 1,814. Rand a couple of cents weaker, 14. 61. Top 40 opening call. We're looking for a green open, about 200 points or 0.3% higher. That as Tencent trades down 2.3%.
MoneyWeb Now on the money. Also available on podcast.
Training now with Pethu Radenhuis, founder director at Herenia Capital Advisors. Pethu, morning. Appreciate the early morning time. A while back, I'm trying to think, was it about six weeks ago, we chatted Bitcoin. Back then it was $32,000 a coin. You were saying absolutely it was a buy. We've now suddenly boomed to $40,000 a coin. Is this a hold? Is it a buy more? Is it a take profits?
Good morning. So I wouldn't say it's a buy more. I think that, the first sort of most important rule of short-term trading is to make sure that you manage your risk and manage your exposure. So if you did buy at 32, right now it's probably a good idea just to hold on till the end of the year. I think that this thing is playing on a sort of a longer-term four-year pattern that is repeating and has been doing so for a couple of years, well, at least 12 years. If my thesis is correct, then you're gonna want to be a seller in sort of the first or second week of December, or closer to the end of the year, because I'm bullish. I think the price goes up quite a bit more from where it is now.
Yeah, and this is, it's going to be a volatile ride. This is not a nice, smooth little, skate across the lake. But I take your point. There has been some patterns. Okay, so I'll mark that on my calendar. We'll chat to you first or second week of December, see how our Bitcoins are doing. Top 40, which has been pretty much trading in a sideways zone since the highs of all-time highs in March. It made a new high on Thursday, promptly got dumped back down on Friday. Your update you put out over the weekend, you're essentially saying that what's the phraseology here? The sort of the correct trade here is to assume it probably goes back into the range and down to sub 60,000.
Yeah, so I think it's the highest probability setup. So to define what that means, or what I mean by that, is that the highest risk reward that you can find at the moment on the Aussie is to short it, because it's been in that range. And as you rightly mentioned, it made a new high on Thursday with no fanfare, believe it or not. And then on Friday, it sort of traded down a little bit back into, sort of inside that range. And if you kind of use the upper range boundary as a sort of a stop loss level and you short it, then you can get a risk reward ratio of something like 1 to 5 or 1 to 10, perhaps even. So that's a really high probability trade. In other words, you're risking very little to make very much. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's the most probable outcome.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay, no, I gotcha. That's where the easy money is.
Which the risk reward makes the most sense. And I mean, if we look at how markets are trading now, yes, markets are mostly up, but Tencent is down.
Yeah.
Some 3%, as you mentioned, or 2.3%, sorry. So we'll see how the day goes. I mean, 200 points up as a positive open isn't necessarily bad. There's a couple of things I guess you could say is working against the Aussie, where the Rand is quite a bit weaker. That in itself is a blessing and a curse, because all the dual-listed companies and all the offshore sort of powerhouses generally benefit from a weaker Rand. But, you know, our rally also over the last couple of while has been on the back of retailers and banks and sort of local stocks. And we've seen how they've become bigger influences over the index in recent times. So, I don't know. Yeah, that's the high probability setup. Whether or not it's the right call, I guess we'll find out in about 6 hours.
Yeah, we'll find out. And that stop loss, as you say, I suppose, stick it just above those Thursday highs with the Thursday close. So it's that risk-reward point. You can make a fair chunk for risking only a small amount. Petri Rodenhuis, founder, director, Herenia Capital Advisors, appreciate the early morning. Our question, our poll on our Twitter, LinkedIn accounts this morning. Top 40 chatting there with Petri. What's your take on it? Are you saying, yep, it's going to break out higher and give us maybe a good solid week of new all-time highs, or is it back into the range? Have your say, Twitter, LinkedIn, and let us know what you think.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement, and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.
MoneyWeb now, on the money.
Chatting now with Mabula Sithaba, Head of Business Corporate Cash Management at Investec. Mabula, appreciate the early morning time. Talking cash, talking yields on cash. There are a lot of people in South Africa who need those yields on cash for day-to-day income and the like. We're at multi-decade lows. I mean, is there much that an investor looking for cash returns can really do to perhaps eke out a little bit of a better return without also eking out a whole different risk profile?
Yeah, good morning, Simon, and good morning to the listeners. You're right, indeed. We are at 30-year lows in terms of interest rate. And while this is good for borrowers, it has really made it tough, you know, for cash investors. As investor cash investments, we see an array of different clients, you know, through the direct and the indirect channels, small businesses, family trusts, private individuals, and really people saving for their goals and also retirement. One common characteristic with all of these investors, Simon, is that they are all really looking for capital security and the certainty and predictability of returns. And with rates being as low as they are, you know, what we see is sometimes people moving up the risk curve. But there are very straightforward ways to try and improve the return that you are earning on your cash investments without changing the risk profile. One such way is just looking at the term structure of your investment. You know, some clients will move their money out into 1 year fixed deposits, 5 year fixed deposits, as an opportunity there. But I think something that investors really need to consider, especially in a market where, in an environment where potentially we may be in a rate hiking cycle Q4 or Q1 of 2022, you know, is looking at notice investment products. And there are some really good investment cash investment products in the market, Simon, 32-day, 60-day products, which will provide a higher return than a normal call investment product. And actually, some of those products come with a little bit of flexibility attaching to them, meaning that even though it's a 32-day or 60-day product, the client might be able to access, let's say, 20 or 30% of their funds immediately.
Okay.
So I think it's important for investors to do a little bit of that homework. Another very interesting alternative, you know, to try and improve return again without increasing the risk profile is looking at money fund linked cash deposit products. And I think it's important to emphasize that it's a bank deposit product. You know, we've seen in the market in some instances where investors have gone into money market funds with the belief that they are capital guaranteed, where they actually are not. But there are actually bank products out there which are issued off the bank's balance sheet and are pure deposits in their nature and are absolutely secured by the bank. And what we're seeing is that because of the makeup of the funds which those deposit products track, they actually tend to generate slightly better yields than your normal transactional or pure prime-linked savings cash products.
Okay, that's interesting because, I mean, part of the thing, and I can imagine some of the folks looking at some of the dividend yields coming out of the miners and thinking, I wouldn't mind myself some, you know, 10% dividend yield. But it's that security of the cash. And you made that, you know, you want that capital certainty. And that's the problem with moving into equity to chase yield and even those money market and those income funds. And I like your idea around term structure. Rather look at that than move into places where there is risk of capital, because that is, you know, as a cash investor, you simply can't take risk of capital.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a material shift, you know, and you're right, you know, so I mean, you look at some of the dividends which have been paid out by companies in recent times, with the commodity run that we've seen recently and special dividends being paid. Investors sometimes look at that and say, well, hang on, if I put my money in this equity product, I can get a dividend yield of 6-7% return, which is much better than cash at the moment. And if you look at it on an after-tax basis, it becomes even more tempting. But the problem there is, you know, with dividends, you are always taking risk on the performance of the company.
Yeah.
The underlying share price, the stock itself, will be volatile. So, yes, you are reaching for this yield that you might get through the dividend return should the dividend materialize, but you are also putting your money at risk. And I think the point that says should the dividend materialize is important, because as we have learned over the past 12 to 24 months, you know, the world shifts quite quickly. Companies may change their dividend policy and strategy if they hit a bit of a tough time, or they may shift their strategy and look to reinvest elsewhere. So a company that's paid a 6% dividend yield this year will not necessarily pay the same level of a dividend the year after. So that's a complete shift. You know, if you go back to the core principle and the fundamentals really around what a cash investor is looking for, that certainty and predictability that they want is now not there. You are really moving into a risky investment product should you be looking at the dividend yields of companies.
Yeah, it's that certainty. And to your point, I mean, notwithstanding, mining companies are deeply cyclical. One day those dividends disappear. Now suddenly you have to be a trader of equity. And that was not what one wanted to be. Mabula Sotoba, Head of Business Corporate Cash Management, Investec. Appreciate the early morning, sir.
We all have different investment needs. Some of us want to preserve our money for retirement and others to create wealth for the next generation. At Stanlib, we have a team of investment specialists that can help you achieve any investment goal. So whether your money is looking for more certainty, more return, or more impact through your investments, we have a solution for your investment needs, no matter the time horizon. Join us over the next few months as we provide insights into the solutions we offer to meet your money needs. To find out more, visit stanlib.com. or speak to your financial advisor. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. License number 719.
MoneyWeb now, on the money. Also available on podcast.
Chatting with Derek Masibi, CEO of Stanlib. Derek, appreciate your time today. We've had a tough time in the last couple of weeks in South Africa, and of course the last year and a half with a pandemic. As a CEO of a large asset management company, and how do you think that perhaps asset managers in general can play a role in creating a better, a securer future for our country and ultimately its people?
Thank you, Simon. As asset managers, our job is to mobilize and channel savings according to client needs We look for financial returns. By the times we overlay those financial returns with certain social impacts to give a total return to our clients. As a result, if I look at the needs of the country at the moment, there are probably four or five key areas that we should be focusing on to create a secure future. The first one is that we have to be investing in our infrastructure. It is putting money into the real economy, and it's one of the sectors that has been shown to have a direct impact on economic growth and in the competitiveness of any country. The second area is lending, looking at lending into mainly entities that are involved in either infrastructure or small business type of funding. As asset managers, we cannot lend. It's very time-consuming for us to invest directly and lend directly to small and medium-sized enterprises, but supporting entities that create vehicles that invest in that is one option that we have as a as asset managers, to channel money to those entities that have created the right way of assessing the risk of mobilizing and rating and also collecting money from entrepreneurs.
You mentioned infrastructure. I want to come back to the other points, but you mentioned infrastructure in your two top points there. I mean, there's been talk around infrastructure, around Reg 28 and the like. I'm assuming that you're supportive of the spending into infrastructure, particularly from the asset managers and the retirement funds.
Absolutely. I think it's one asset class which has been demonstrated time and time again that it creates value for those who take a long-term view of it. Unfortunately, for most investors, they are looking for short-term returns, whereas in infrastructure, you are investing in assets which have got a long gestation period to get them to a point where they start generating cash flows. But once they do, those cash flows are stable, they are predictable, and often at times they actually increase in line or slightly ahead of inflation. So it's actually a wonderful asset class for those who've got a long-term perspective, and there's no reason why retirement funds should not be investing in it.
Yeah, and I mean, I appreciate your point. I mean, they are a long-term process. Investing in retirement is very much long-term. They also, it's not just, you know, if a fund I'm invested in invests into a, you know, a green energy power plant, a port, a road, whatever that infrastructure might be, the fund benefits. Truthfully, the bigger picture is it's good for the economy. It's good for the country. It's you know, both in the immediate, the building, employment, but longer term as well.
Absolutely. I think you end up in a situation where, you know, we can have all our savings invested in areas which should not believe develop the areas that we live in. And so we can all have wonderful financial returns, but the community around us and the infrastructure around us is going to be crumbling. And in the long term, that's not sustainable.
Yeah. I cut you off to go down the infrastructure rabbit hole. You were talking around some of the roles that asset managers can play. You'd mentioned infrastructure. You'd mentioned lending, although some complexities. Some of the others where perhaps there's a role to play?
The third one is influencing policy direction. Mm-hmm. We have, if you're looking for how policy can be influenced on their evidence-based approach, which is doing research, getting economic thinking, etc. There's a lot of brain power that's sitting in the asset management industry, which has to be harnessed in terms of informing and, for that matter, influencing policy in the country. Obviously, it's very much dependent on the openness of the policymakers to engage and to be willing to entertain differing views. And you've got work in progress as far as that's concerned, in terms of getting some of the views to be accepted and to be implemented as part of a broader policy framework that could lead the country to a much more sustainable growth path.
Is there opportunity to sort of circle back, to provide sort of investment certainty? I mean, we, you know, we've got social systems which are under pressure. The pandemic, the violence in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal during mid-July. Is there opportunity to sort of bring some certainty and try and reduce some of that pressure?
Well, absolutely. I think in investment money in general thrives where there's certainty, and it goes where there's certainty, and it runs away from where there's no certainty. And so if you want to crowd in investment money, we've got to give some direction that over the medium to long term, what should the investors actually expect? And if investors feel that that is predictable, that is reliable, and that they can got a way of enforcing their rights in a judicial or a legal framework that supports that, then you probably crowd in money if you do that. Yeah. If you opt for the other one, which is policy is made on a whim, it changes every year or whatever, then money's going to run away from it. Because also money, generally investment money, is not short of opportunities. So you have to compete for those opportunities to actually come to you.
Yeah, I like that point. And a lot of that competition is around certainty. Even if we're not maybe agreeing 100%, certainty means I know what I'm getting myself in for. We'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Derek Msebe, CEO of Stanlib, really appreciate your time today. That's it for today. Remember our poll, LinkedIn and Twitter, talking with Petri earlier around the top 40. Is it going to break out for higher highs or are we going back into that trading range? The show brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Remember, we're live every weekday morning on the MoneyWeb website and the app, 6:30 a.m. Podcast available just after 7 a.m. Huge thanks to my team, Eddie, Cordora, Nicole, Eleanor, to you for listening, my guests for their early morning contribution. My name is Simon Brown. This is MoneyWeb Now. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Listen to the live stream of MoneyWeb Now at the same time every weekday. For more business, finance, and investment news, MoneyWeb Now on the money. Also available on podcast.